Previously on Thomas and the Bible. Well, that's not interesting. So, let's see. How was my day? Well, I went to work, as one does, and I just got done recording. There's nothing to say about that. And then I got home. I went straight to recording Atheistically Speaking with no illusions. Had a very, very good time with that. Noah is such a pleasant guy to talk to. I really enjoy talking to him. Good stuff. All this is more interesting than whatever happened on the last T and the B because of Psalms. But as soon as we're done with Psalms... Okay, that's it. Hey, thank you, Harley, for that intro. Okay, I got big news for you guys. When this episode finishes, I will be exactly... But I need some sort of sound or something. I don't know. I'll be exactly halfway done with the Bible. Exactly, based on the page numbers, a tiny bit more than halfway done, because I just realized the last page ends like halfway up the page. So I'll be a tiny bit more than halfway done. And that's exciting. It only took me, what, 3.5, almost 4 years? And then I'm finishing the rest of it in a year. It's pretty good. Sort of, roughly. No, I guess it's a little less than 3 years and 10 months. Oh, that's bad. But I thought to celebrate, you know, I used to do, here, I'll do some sound effects. What does that sound like? I used to do this show with a bit of booze until I realized, I mean, it's just so bad for my stomach that I'm recording like I'm recording sounds that you don't want to record in a podcast, but I figured it's a special occasion. I can handle it. Yeah. And so, then I also thought, my drink of choice lately, I used to drink scotch, which, you know, I still like scotch, but man, do you guys drink rye? Because holy shit. I mean, I don't try to be a badass. Like I drink scotch straight, but I a little bit of water, just a tiny bit of water is usually really good. Because it's a little too much for me. Cause I don't insist on being a badass and being like, no, yeah, scotch straight, you know, whiskey, but rye, I can just drink that crap like water. It's just so that taste. Here, let me demonstrate. God, I got a wild turkey rye. It's probably not, it was a little cheaper than I thought it would be. I always thought wild turkey was a more top shelf brand. Maybe it used to be, but anyway, so that's my celebration. I encourage you all to have a drink too. Even if you're driving to work right now, have a drink. You know, we're going to be halfway done. We're on Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth. O God, to whom vengeance belongeth. It says again, for some reason, shew thyself. All right. Well, right away. Now it looks like this is going to be one of the, there's only like two or three types of Psalms. There's like the, you're so great. Well, there's minor variations, but all of them come down to tactics of getting what you want. There's like the, you're so great. There's the flattery tactic. And then there's the like, oh, woe is me. I just, things suck. Will you please help me? And then sort of related to that is like the bargaining, like, look, you know, if you don't help me, then our enemies are going to thrive. And that's, you know, that's going to make you look kind of dumb, don't you think? You know, so there's very few different ones. So this looks like, oh God, to whom vengeance belongeth, shew thyself. This looks like one of those kill my enemies type of psalms. Let's see. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see. Oh yeah, here's the taunting one. Neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Yeah, they go around saying that, I'm sure. Oh, oop-a-doop-a-doop, I can kill everybody because there's no way. This is a real caricature that the guy is painting. Oh, I'm just going to kill, you know, with disregard for everybody because there's definitely no God of Jacob. So that's the caricature this Psalter is setting up. And so then the tactic here is to say, like, listen, God, are you going to let this joker get away with this? Come on. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will you be wise? He that planted ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall he not correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall he not know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord has been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous, and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. So that's Psalm 94. That's pretty lengthy. More drink. Yeah, kind of. Yeah, drinking alcohol hurts the throat a little bit, which is bad for podcasting. I just got really, what is that, like Michigan or something? Podcast or Wisconsin? I don't know. Tell me who calls it a podcast. Somebody tell me. Oh, speaking of, I got a few people who responded when I said, you know, anyone who's been there since the beginning of the show, let me know. You know, I got like two or three people. That's fascinating. Thanks for being – and what's more, they said that within hours of me posting the show. So they very much are current listeners who keep up, you know, amazingly, because it's not like I warned anyone, hey, make sure to listen to this because I'm going to ask you to talk to me. So that's pretty cool. Thank you guys very much for being consistent listeners. That's really awesome. 95. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work, 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in the heart, for they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. I don't know. I don't even care what that just said. 96. We're going to 104. I'm going to have drunk this. This was like at least two shots of this rye. I'm going to go right through it. Right through it. Get it? I recommend rye. God damn, does it taste good. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Shew forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is feared above all gods. For all gods of the nation are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad and let the sea roar in the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice. Before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth, he shall judge the word with righteousness, and the people with his truth. Boring. 97. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice. This is the same thing. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Let's see how fast I can get. It's a game. Can I get drunk fast enough to appear drunk on my podcast? Or will I finish Psalms first? That's or my reading for tonight. That's the question. We'll see. The Lord, clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. I just thought of something. It's interesting that the Bible offers no apologetics. I don't know if I've made this point before, but isn't that curious? I mean, it just goes to show that it was written in a time when you just accepted that there was some creator, that there was some, you know, primitive, you know, these primitive beliefs were just accepted, right? I mean, if it was written, well, again, you don't even need to start saying this because right away you start setting premises that are, it's all obvious, but then religious people just deny all these premises and say, well, you know, he's all powerful, so he did whatever he needed to do, and it just becomes a circular thing. But just from an atheist perspective, it's when you can look at the Bible impartially, which no religious person ever does. Isn't it curious that it doesn't start with like proof one of God? This, you know, proof one. And I guess maybe you could say the reason is that, oh, well, they had direct contact with him. So they, you know, they emphasized those things. But couldn't they have foreseen that there would be a time that, you know, just reading on a page from thousands of years ago that someone talked to God is not quite going to be good enough? Interesting. I don't know. I think from a, you know, from a religious perspective, just thinking unbiasedly, you would think that a holy book would have to start with like, here are the reasons there is a God. Step one, cut a hole in a box. Step two, put your dick in that box. Yeah, that's curious. 98, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp. And the voice of a psalm. With trumpets and the sound of cornet, make joyful noise before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar, let the fullness thereof, the world, and they dwell that there. Yeah, I'm starting to get a little buzzed. This is these words are, never read the King James when you're buzzed, okay? This is not, I devoured a bunch of rye pretty quickly, so. But guys, I can celebrate. Allow me an episode of buzzedness. Let me beeth buzzed, because, you know, we're going to be halfway done with this terrible crap. Halfway done, imagine. We're halfway done, and we haven't read, like, more than, like, three sane words to rub together, you know? It's kind of funny. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity. Oh, 99. This crap's taking forever. I got 99 psalms and a... Yeah. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let him praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron, among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredest them, O Lord our God, thou wast a God that forgavest them. Thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. God. All right, maybe I drank a little too fast. Better have more drink. I feel like I am owed one episode of drinking for my 130th episode, and literally half, because I plan to do it in 260 days, which would be the working days of a year. 5 days a week times 52 weeks, yeah. You know, when you start getting buzzed, you question your basic math. I don't remember where I was in this one, so I'm going to say I was done. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. I think I was done because it's a short one. Ooh, 100 is even shorter. I hope these can continue to infinity, like in calculus or something. Maybe these psalms, this one's only 5 lines. Hopefully they just continue, you know, they approach zero forever. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and in his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Oh, man, my throat is killing me. I guess that's the problem with drinking rye. Tell you what, better drink more. Mm-mm-mm. Ah, this episode has devolved, that's for sure. See, 101 is short again, but I bet you they're going to get me on like 104 or 103. 104 is the last one we're doing. I bet you anything, like 103 will be like super long. Because I feel right now I'm like, oh, psh. Only a couple more easy psalms, but it has not been long enough. I've only been reading for 17 minutes or something. Not even that. 15 minutes. I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him I will cut off. Him that hath an high look and a proud heart will I not suffer. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I was looking for a different word there. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all the wicked doers from the city of the Lord. 102. Ah, there it is. That's a pretty long one. Not like horrendously long, but it's 28 lines. It's pretty long. Guys, halfway done with the Bible. All right. 102. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let me cry. Come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me in the day when I will call. Answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as in hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Okay, good imagery there. I'll give him that. I'll give him that. Decent writing. So it sounds like he's in a bad way. So what does this mean for us? What do we need to know about this? Why do we need to know that you're in a bad way, sir? I watch and am as a sparrow alone on the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me, for I've eaten ashes like bread and mingled my drink with weeping. Because of thine indignation and thy wrath, for thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure for ever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute, and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem. When people are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve Lord, he has weakened my strength in the way. He has shortened my days. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old thou hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shall thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. Please tell me that's the only long one. Ah, 103 is kind of long. Oh, well, better drink. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all my diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things. That's dirty. Hey, come satisfy my mouth with good things, if you know what I mean. So that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Does he mean the band, the Eagles? Because yeah, it's true, they do seem forever young. I'll give them that. They're still on tour, just like the 70s, man. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom shall ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, and all his places of dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. What's happening? Does anyone know? Has anyone been paying attention? Ah, of course, 104 would be the longest one yet. God damn it. That's how he gets you. That's how the Lord gets you. All right. I'm too drunk for this, guys. Better drink more. As I've said, as I drink water to try to soothe my drinking throat, I deserve an episode of drinking. Don't you think so? I mean, come on. Episode 130. I mean, that's 100, you know, that's got to be at least 130 hours of episode, which, you know, back when I used to prepare for episodes before I started reading Psalms and Chronicles, you know, that's a lot of work. Plus all the publishing. 130, that's a lot. I deserve one of them to be totally smashed, right? Better drink more. All right. If this was every episode, though, it'd be a real problem. It'd be like, I'd need an intervention. I'd need divine intervention, actually. Oh, man. So I only have two more after this in the marathon. But I pretty much have to do an episode soon after, you know, got to do one on the 1st, April Fool's D. And I can't wait to finish next year in about a year and a month. Yeah, exactly a year and a month, guys. I'm exactly 13 months away from my target finish date. And holy crap, I cannot wait to be done reading this crap. Although I think the New Testament will be a lot better. Okay, 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Who coverest thyself with light as with a garment? Who stretchest out of the heavens like a curtain? Who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters? Excuse me. Yep, that's what I'm talking about with the drinking. Who maketh the clouds his chariot? Who walketh upon the wings of the wind? Who maketh his angels spirits? His ministers a flaming fire? Who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed forever? Thou coveredst it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled. At thy voice of thy thunder they... This is not a good word to read while you're drunk. At thy rebuke they fled. At the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. Look, I'm pretty good at this. I got through that. They go up by the mountains. They go down by the valleys. Damn it. I was trying too hard. They go down by the valleys unto the place which thou hast founded for them. They hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they may not turn again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs into valleys which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. I can't help it. That's a funny sentence. Ooh, I'm almost done with this drink, which was big. Big. By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation, which sing among the branches. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle, and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth, and wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon, which he hath planted, where the birds make their nests. As for the stork, the fir trees are her house, the high hills are a refuge for the wild goats, and the rocks for the conies. He appointed the moon for seasons, the sun knoweth his going down. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their meat from God. The sun ariseth, they gather themselves together and lay them down in their dens. Men goeth forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. So is this great and wide sea, wherein are things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts. There go the ships. There is that Leviathan whom thou hast made to play therein. These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. Okay, guys, this is just a curious brain thing. Does anyone know anything about brains? Anyone? I don't know if it's because I'm pretty buzzed. I'm not drunk. I'm pretty buzzed, though. I just read that entire thing. I have no idea what I just read. I have that problem. Like, I think I'm a little bit, I was going to say dyslexic, which I also kind of am, but not really. I think I have ADD pretty badly, but I don't know. I mean, I never have talked to anyone about it, but every time I hear someone describe it, it's like, oh, that's life. because I'll read paragraphs and paragraphs and have no idea what I'm reading. But I think a lot of people do that. But I'm wondering, my question right now is does drinking increase that? Because I just was completely, I have no idea what I just read for like five, you know, not 5 minutes. It was probably what, a minute. And I was thinking of God knows what. I don't even know what. I just was so, and I wonder if alcohol increases that. I mean, it makes sense in some way that it would increase, you know, decrease your focus. But holy crap, that was crazy. I just like woke up and I was reading. Yeah, again, halfway done. I'm celebrating. You know what? What should I do? I better drink more.
Oh.
I finished it. Okay. Now time for me to finish this reading and not have any idea what I just read. Man goeth forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. So is this great and wide sea, wherein are things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts. There go the ships. I like that he's like looking. Now I'm paying attention. Now that I said something, I'm actually paying attention. He's like looking at different things. Oh, there go the ships. You made those. There is that Leviathan, whom thou hast made to play therein. Did they have Leviathan back then? Oh, yeah. Hey, there's one of the things God made. It's Leviathan. Oh, look at that. Oh, hey, there's Godzilla. There's Godzilla. Ah, remember when God made Godzilla? Yeah. These wait upon all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. That thou givest them, they gather. I read that right. That just doesn't make sense. That thou givest them, they gather. Thou openest thine hand. No, it does make sense. They are filled with good. Thou hidest thy face. They are troubled. Thou takest away their breath. They die and return to their dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit. They are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. He looketh on the earth, and it trembleth. He toucheth the hills, and they smoke. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Blessed thou, the Lord, O my soul, praise ye the Lord. Yeah, that sounds like punish my enemies, pretty much. Yay, I finished. All right, guys, halfway done. Halfway done. Why is that voice so fun to do? I don't know. Well, I just want to tell you guys, in the halfway done State of the Union speech that I'm about to give right now, thank you so much for listening. I wish I had more followers on Twitter, @TandTheB, all one word, @TandTheB. Please follow me. Come on, man. I tweet funny stuff. Like, what the hell? I mean, people apparently think I'm funny because they listen to this show, you know? And my tweets are far funnier, I think, in my opinion, which is all I have. I mean, I wish I had more. I wish I could get like a focus group. But anyway, in my opinion, my tweets are far funnier than crap I do on the show. And I only have 300 something followers. And it's like, come on, man. What's going on? Give me more followers. Are just not everybody on Twitter? They don't care. They ignore this. But along those lines, donate to my show. I probably will never get more in donations than what I've spent on this show. So just keep that in mind. Please donate. And hope everyone's getting their gifts. I sent them out. Was that yesterday or the day before? I think it was yesterday. Like I said, there will be another round. So please send those out. And be sure to go to facebook.com/TandTheB and like that. And facebook.com/atheisticallyspeaking and like that. And there you go. That's all my plugs. Halfway through the Bible. And hopefully it's only uphill from here. Or downhill? I don't know. Which one is better, uphill or downhill? I don't know. They both suck in different ways. If something's going downhill, it means it's getting bad. But if it's uphill, that means it's like work. You know, it's like drudgery. So which is it? I don't know. Flat. Hopefully it's all flat from here. All right. Thanks, you guys. And I'll see you next time.